The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's time to get the hockey season going with William Eklund of the San Jose Sharks. You ready?
So ready.
Tell me a little bit about your summer. I know it started in a disappointing way when you went to the World Championships and were injured. How tough was that to deal with, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously a tough break for me. I wanted to play for my home country, in my home country. So it was really tough, but also was really lucky that nothing worse happened, but yeah, I'm pretty much back to normal right now.
But the other thing that happened for your family is your brother Victor got drafted by the New York Islanders in the first round. What was that experience like?
Really cool for me and my family, you know. For my draft, I wasn't over there. I was on the computer sitting home and getting drafted. So it was cool to see that experience for Victor. I'm really proud of him. He did such an amazing job to get to that point. So it was really cool for all my family.
Well, looking ahead to the future with the way this team is building and what the Islanders are trying to do, wouldn't it be neat to play a Stanley Cup final between one Eklund against another?
I don't know. My family would love that, actually. It's a bit tough break for them. But, yeah, you know, honestly, it would be really cool if that happened in the future and, you know, be able to play them.
How did you improve your game last year? In what way are you a better hockey player now than you were then?
You know, way more confident that my game works in the NHL level. You know, I think I proved that last couple of seasons, and I got better and better every year, and now it's about to get even better. But I think, you know, just getting used to it every day, being more and more of a leader. I think I did that more and more last year, and I'm going to bring that this year.
Is one thing a little bit tougher this summer that you were rehabbing your injury a lot, that you couldn't quite train the way you like, or were you able to focus the way you like?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I couldn't go that much from stick handling or shooting and stuff like that I'm used to. And, you know, skating wasn't as much as before, but also it's kind of a good way to get your body repair and those small things that you had during the season and get those things under control. And I think my off season was really good for me. I did all my things I wanted to do.
What else did you do besides hockey? I mean, where'd you go? Do you have any places that you visited?
Yeah, I was in Spain and obviously LA for the draft, and just chilling at home with my family and friends. You know, you're really fortunate to have that time with your family and friends in the summer. So I'm just trying to enjoy it.
Where'd you go in Spain?
Marbella. So I went there with my friends and family. And yeah,
a good time. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was.
I'll bet you. Now, let's look ahead to this season. The San Jose Sharks have perhaps the best group of young players, of which you're one, in the entire NHL. There's a lot of exciting things to think about for the future of this team. How do you get to the next step?
You know, we got to all evaluate our game here. You know, I think coming into this camp, I think a lot of guys want to prove themselves. A lot of guys want to show what they can do. And I think that's a good thing for also, you know, they got to push everybody to be better. And I think it's time for us to really take that next step a little bit, you know. From my standpoint, I'm just sick of tiring and with those little losses and those close games that we lose. And those games had to turn into wins. That's the things we're going to change this year.
Obviously, with a slightly different roster, Mike Greer added some veteran players. One of them is your countryman, John Klingberg, on defense. What difference do you think he'll make?
A lot. You know, I've seen him growing up when he was playing here, and he's always been a really dynamic, you know, D-man that can do pretty much everything, the puck and the blue line. So he can bring a lot of juice to this team, and I think we really need that part too. This year.
Have you had a chance to get to know Michael Misa a little bit? Have you seen him on the ice? So what's he like?
Yeah, a little bit, just some quick talks. And I tried to bring him up after the draft too when he was there, and he was really excited. His family was really excited. So just a little bit now on the ice too. He's actually a real skilled player. We got a lot of skilled players here now. So everybody's looking forward to it.
Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are going to start their second season in the NHL this year. I remember after your first season, one of the things you have to deal with is everybody knows you now. So now you have to alter your game because they know how to deal with some of your moves.
Yeah.
How do you think they'll handle that?
Great. to be honest, they're such a good athletes and good guys. So they're going to take everything that comes to them. And, you know, second year is obviously, I think, a little tougher maybe than the rookie year sometimes. But also, they're such a great athlete, such a great player. So they're going to handle that. They're going to find a way to handle that.
We'll end this by giving you an opportunity to tell the fans what they can expect this season from the San Jose Sharks. It's all yours.
Yeah, you know, expect a hard-working team this year. We got to close out some more games, that's for sure. And we got to get more wins, and we got to be even closer to that playoff spot.
We look forward to you stepping forward. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.
The face-off wall gives it away, and it's a goal! How did that happen? William Eklund was driving toward the front of the net, and Joseph Wall put it right off of Eklund, and it goes in, and the Sharks lead 4-2, and that's one of the wackiest goals we've seen all year.